What's up, everybody? Welcome, and this is Tell It How It Is, No Filter, with your host, Hush, a.k.a. Unstoppable Hush, a.k.a. Voice of Reason, a.k.a. No Noise 418. I'm here, yes, by the powers that be. How's everybody feeling? How y'all doing? I know y'all like, yo, I gotta get a different color. You get the message. I don't gotta put all the colors up. Black is very dominant. Ooh, this is one. I don't know if I'm gonna make it to the gym today. You know, that's cap. Where's my pencil? So, this is episode 178, by the way. August. Are we almost in fourth quarter of 2022? Because what? If it's four quarters, it's 3 months, right? October, November. All right, so we're still in the third quarter. We're still third quarter. But man, is 2022 rapidly flying. Ain't it? Summer's out of here, sorry. Hope you enjoyed your summer. It's over. Kids is going back to school, getting ready for that. And we about to be back at regular stride. I know y'all probably appreciating the traffic. Can some even tell there was less traffic? There was still summer programs. People were still making moves. So I don't know how much of a difference the traffic made. But I know for my people who do transportation as a job, or my bus and train drivers, that's gonna definitely make a difference with school. So get ready. So, my last segment, notice if I even mention basketball at all, I mean sports at all, nothing, right? That's because I'm taking it personal. The Yankees are blowing it. The Dodgers now have first place with the best record in MLB. Congrats to the Dodgers. I believe the Yankees are second, barely. Mets third, two New Yorkers second and third, Houston fourth. Houston is so annoying to me, but they're very talented. That's a talented batch, I ain't gonna hold you. So I had to just mention it, giving the flowers, but you notice I ain't really mentioned sports last time. Football is on the cusp, but I'll wait until everything is all the way squared with that. I don't have many current events. But we're going to get into it either way, nonetheless. I got a few. All right. So, first, Biden extends PPP fraud prosecution period. So, I think that was on the Breakfast Club. They were saying, do we feel sorry for all those that partook that now may have to get a double dosage of punishment? Can't hate the game, you don't hate the player, hate the game. So, I don't want to glorify the folks that got over, but a hustle is a hustle. And you know that fast money comes with slow problems. So, if you wanted to go that route, you got to eat what come with that. But I wasn't mad at the attempt to try to get over. We're going to pray for them. Hope they don't get like life, you know. I know that it can be real aggressive, the judicial system, but we're gonna leave that there. Little funny story, Bill Russell, sip, we still wishing on him to sleep in paradise. There's a funny story that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had that at age 11, he met Bill, and Bill wasn't too enthusiastic, maybe because there was a big age difference. Bill was in the NBA, and he was on Boston, and Kareem was in high school, maybe, if that, yeah. So, ironically, the school gym where Kareem played, Bill Russell played as well, because that school gym was blocks away from Madison Square Garden, and I guess that was when the Knicks was facing off against Boston, naturally. So that was just a funny story he shared. I guess that's as his first memory. But once again, rest in peace to the great. Nobody's winning 11 NBA titles again. Nobody's doing it. So I'm going to continue to give this man his flowers. Nobody's doing it. I want to emphasize that strongly. Megan made a guest appearance in P-Valley. Now, this is a controversial show. I don't want to really judge it or comment on it harshly about the content. I gave it a go. Let's just say it's not really for me, but it's not bad content. Like, it's not amateur content. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, they have a purpose. It's just rather not for me. And I'll make this comment. This is extra controversial. So I was at Carabana, right? And that's not to say I'm pinpointing anybody there. Do you agree or disagree with this? And this is just a comment, my opinion. You know, they're famous for cancel culture. A lot of people will be even afraid to even make this comment. I know I'm getting dramatic with it. Very quick. Whoever you're attracted to, I don't want to get into specific words. I will tippy-toe on the whole gay, straight, bi, whatever you is, right? I'm not criticizing that. You like who you like, right? You're attracted to who you're attracted to. My thing is the portraying something else. Meaning, a beard is manly, right? Can we all fair to say that? A beard is manly. Now, if you're a man-on-man relationship, I understand if the man of that said relationship has a beard. I don't feel whoever's portraying the female should wear a beard. It's manly vibes. I would say that's the equivalent of the male-female in the woman-on-woman relationship. Whoever's the dominant, the masculine, that would be equivalent to her wearing lashes. This is not a big thing. That's just my opinion. The feminine guy in a guy-on-guy relationship should not wear a beard. Not like the beard. You get that facial hair. The female of the female-on-female relationship should wear lashes. My opinion, it's not written in stone. Do what you do. I just piggybacked that off the whole P-Valley. So check Megan. That's a recent post. So I'm guessing it's either the recent episode or the next one. I don't really know when it airs. I'm off that. Ah, I seen a trailer for Deadpool 3. Let's go, Marvel. I'm not the hugest Deadpool fan, but my son was. Don't know if he still is. So he definitely spoon-fed me, force-fed me that, even if I wasn't really with it. I know when we play that game, Marvel vs. Capcom, that character is dope. You know what I'm saying? And it's bigger than that. But the movie wasn't too bad as far as the ones I've seen. So Deadpool 3 is on the way. Let's go, Marvel. Also on the way is Carter 6, says Weezy. Do we want to hear Carter 6? Is Wayne's window closed? I think I've heard features as of late, and I don't think it's a wrap for him. Do I want to hear a whole project though? That's gonna be tough. I don't know what features you can entice to try to make this. I don't really know his pattern. Is he like the normal, will he want to do majority on his own for some symbolic reason? Will he have the normal, I don't know what you call normal as features? Will he over feature? Let's see what happens. Like I said, I don't think he's done, but I don't know about a whole project. I'm on the fence, I gotta be honest. I won't just shut him out till we see what product we get. So that's those current events. Oh, did I mention the Khalees Beyonce thing, whatever. Listen, real quick, Khalees, you fucked up a bag. And yes, we can say that you shouldn't be mad at her, you should be mad at Pharrell and them, but according to you, you pressed them or made comments of such. that you did approach them. But it ain't Beyonce's fault, Khalees. There's a team behind her. Yeah, could she have reached out? I feel yeah. I don't know though, you know what I mean? Like, if y'all just had bad blood in general, or either bad blood or no relation at all, no interaction, never, maybe I could slightly understand your getting in your feelings. If y'all have bad blood, or you know, y'all ain't necessarily rub each other the right way, you're kind of more justified, but it's still showing emotion. If y'all was cordial, y'all kept it G, I don't see the issue. Or maybe because y'all kept it G, you feel more of a way because she could have hollered. I don't know, that was a management thing, and again, Pharrell thing. But I know you couldn't got paid. And I don't know what you're doing musically right now, you may not care. But that's all I gotta say on that. Don't fuck up the bag. So crazy. Mike Tyson blasts Hulu. Says that they stole his life story for some new series. He compares him to a slave master. So obviously he didn't give authorization, or he doesn't like the product. Mike could still box. Y'all better be easy before he come up there knocking niggas out. You heard what happened on the plane, right? That may be, no! All right, I'll put the pencil down for this and take a sip for this one. They owed us this one. Don't have his name, but trust me, I may just research to dig next time to give you this name. But the man who shot and killed Ahmaud Arbery, remember the guy who's minding his business, is jogging in Georgia, trying to burn some get some cardio, burn some calories, you know, burn some carbs, minding his own business. Remember he was gunned down? Yeah, him. I hope his family got some closure. But yeah, he was sentenced to life allegedly. So I'm gonna definitely be happy. I'm excited for that. Hey, stop. You know what I mean? Slowly but surely. I don't believe in the judicial system in America. Never will I give them my all, but I can smile at moments. They give me moments where I can fuck with them. But don't get it twisted. It's a long way to go, and you're not near. We're not near compensated yet. It's not privilege, it's not entitlement. Follow me, they not done. Still ain't shit if you're a black man with a child or was married trying to get divorced. You don't want to see them parts. But we good. Okay, the rest of these is basically stuff. No one really chimed in and gave me anything for this segment. All of this is stuff I see on either a post, IG or Facebook. So I'm just gonna give my input on these posts. So one, we'll go here first. 99-year-old man, 99, almost a buck. That was my grandmother, rest in peace. Divorces his 96-year-old wife after 77 years of marriage because he found out she cheated on him 60 years ago. So 17 years in, she busted open for somebody. Do we care how many? Do we care how many times? Are we really gonna take the same path as this guy? Maybe not. Do I fault him entirely? No. I'm all for going with how you feel. If that was his gut, that was his vibe, you don't know. Maybe there's other underlining shit that had it on the fence anyway. But I'm not gonna create a scenario they didn't give us. The bottom line is, 17 years in, she cheated. He found out 60 years later. Wow. We know that a female vice versa, she probably ended it too. then it's arguable that depending on the circumstances, maybe she doesn't end it. Do you feel like women are more acceptable later in life? Like, more forgiven or more ready to work things out past the age of 40? I just pulled that out the hat. So past the age of 40, women, if you're married with these type of numbers, well, you're not gonna have those numbers at 40. Let's say you're 40 with 20 years of marriage, 15 years, and you found out he cheated 10 years ago. I feel like we can discuss this. I don't think it's over. And it does raise an eyebrow to say, was that the only time? Was that the only person? You see, that's when your mind starts to run wild. If you're gonna let it take over like that, you're gonna drive yourself fucking crazy. So then you might as well end it then. And I respect that. That's why I don't necessarily criticize this man. I won't see him. I don't want to get on him, call him blue pill, red pill, whatever the fuck pill. And don't call him a beta male either. If he couldn't take it because his match, I mean, I can't really say that though. Because they 96. She's not going to be doing anything else, I don't think. That's why you could question, was he really a little out of control? Because she's really not. I don't got her doing anything unless she was still in motion before she got caught on that. So each his own. I may not go to that extremes. I may not. She gonna hear my mouth for a second though. But I think we good. You know what I'm saying? At that point, I need somebody scratching my back. Fuck that shit. Mike, you got that one. Would I try to go do something? I mean, what's the 90-year-old like? What we really doing here? Like, what we really doing here? Now when you see, when I dissect it more, man, this make me help talk better, man. Yeah, let's what? 99 years old, you can't even really get busy like that. You might, could be. So I don't even understand, like, yeah, now I gotta criticize him a little bit because she can't cheat again. I mean, she might could, but at that stage of the game, how important or how relevant is sex in your life when you're 99 and your spouse is 96? I mean, I don't want to make it look like it's impossible. And then, you know, I have a wild imagination, so, you know, it might sound like I cap when I say I feel like I'm going to still be getting busy at 99. If I'm alive and I can walk without a cane, and I damn near stand straight up, which is not impossible, I feel like I'll still be fucking. So then it might matter to me then. You see, we don't have enough info on this. This is just a post. We don't know if she was suspicious prior, currently looks suspicious. Do they still get it in like that? Those are factors to question. So I'm gonna leave that right there. But the typical, when you think 99 and 96, you think they're hunchback. You think they just, you know, sit there, watch TV together, eat. Nothing really crazy going on. Scratch my back, I scratch yours. So I don't know. If that's the type of situation, I may have to leave that be. Like, you got that. Bitch, you got that one. Excuse my French, but you got that one. That was crazy, though. Let's go more controversial. Interracial dating is a sign of self-hate. You should date your race. Remember, these are all posts. You can do what you want, especially today. But do I have a slight, I may have a slight criticism of you not dating your race. Slight. But I don't have a big issue, and it definitely doesn't lead to self-hate. I think whoever made that comment has self-hate. It's not that deep. You date, you don't know who the fuck you're gonna love, you don't know who you're compatible for. It's who treats you right, right? I mean, of course, today in a modern society, it goes beyond who treats you right. Let's keep it a stack. It's about the money, the security. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it really is. The man is the man, you feel me? So if that so happens to not be your complexion, but you get that satisfaction, who am I to judge you? Can't really hate. I know back in the day when I was a little younger, a little more naive, I was a hypocrite Was it called double standard? Because I wouldn't mind fucking with a white girl, but I sure felt the way when a sister was with a white man. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna lay it on the table. When I was younger, I did feel a way. I didn't like do no hate crime or made comments when I see it or made stink faces at him. Do what y'all do. I'll give you one story real quick. Yeah, I'm gonna expose this. And I wasn't even dating her. It was just perception. I'm in college. Shout out TCI, Technical Career Institute, not a college. I even give you the location. They're Madison Square Garden. I'll just give her initials. I won't expose her name. You never know out here. Double L was Chinese, Oriental. You know they get offended because she could have been Korean, Japanese. I didn't know, especially at that age in college. I couldn't tell the difference. I want to say Chinese though. So if I have any Chinese viewers, IG, Facebook, yeah, I'm gonna pause right there. So follow the channel, Voice of Reason NF on YouTube, Voice of Reason NF on Instagram. How you stop him? HOWUSTOPHIM on Facebook. Born Gregory, BORNN. You better know how to spell Gregory. Anyway, if I have any Chinese or Oriental viewers, listeners, holla at me. I gave a last name just for this purpose. LAU. I don't even know if I can pronounce that right. I just know that's the spelling. LAU. Is that Lao? My Oriental listeners, is that Chinese, Japanese, Korean? You tell me. Anyway, let's speed it up. I had a thing for her. It was more curiosity because I've never went there before. Well, prior to that, I was dating, I think she was Jewish, mixed with something else. And that wasn't the best experience, not because of her being that. I don't want to really go there. Anyway, so I was on this. And we kind of had to hang around each other because we had like this extensive science lab biology class that was really challenging for me. But Granny raised a smart one. So it didn't overwhelm me too much. But I was paired with her as a partner for the whole semester. That's how real that institute was. You ain't have a partner for one project, one week. That was my partner for the entire semester with whatever projects, whatever assignments were given. So you gotta feel me. Step in my shoes for a sec. I'm curious, I never had one. And I was stuck with her. We were doing some extracurricular things back then. So let me just fast forward for my guys who are pervs and want to just know if I scored. I did not score. I struck out bad. Shout out Fresh and Fit. Rejection comes, fellas. And you know what? Not to toot my horn. I look way better now. I'm in way better shape, I feel. Fine wine, as they say. But my confidence at that time trumps now. My confidence is good money for my age. And that's not like lightening the load. Like, I'm not trying to say my age makes me less. I'm just saying it matches. You feel me? But that's some intellectual, grown, mature shit that probably went over your fucking head. But anyway, at that college age, though, you couldn't tell me nothing. And I was skin and bones. That's the comparison I'm making. You see, now I got a little weight on me. But then, I was skin and bones, but you couldn't tell me nothing. So I really was in my bag and felt the way that I couldn't pull this one off because I pulled a few off in my day. That was like, yo, that 0.8 seconds left in the fourth and I hit the game winner. Let's go, I'm spending too much time. Bottom line, I ain't get it. But I remember one particular hangout, Chinatown. Funny, right? Went in this chicken spot. Because, yo, wherever she was, Chinese, Japanese, whatever, she was hood. She eat the chicken wings and fries and the two-piece and the pizza. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not even calling out hood. I'm just saying Americanized. Let's do it the political way. She was Americanized. So we went to the chicken spot. It was her idea. As soon as I walk in, three sisters sitting by the door. You hear all of the psss and the, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. So I think this has been going on for quite some time. Because I was in college almost 20 years ago. No, he didn't. And it was comedy to me because, one, I ain't even getting none. I'm just rolling with her. And two, if I did get some, so what? First of all, none of those that was making the comments was bad anyway. You know, guys is select. I mean, guys is like, we're in the moment. You feel me? And just because I wasn't doing nothing with her, and even if I was, if any of them was bad enough, I would have tried to talk and see what I could get done. Because at least if somebody criticized what you with that looks better or looks damn good, you could kind of entertain it if you choose. But still, moral of the story is, so the fuck what? Even though it was 20 years ago, that was still past the year 2000, it was already fucking interracial than a motherfucker by then. So it's just funny. So for me, going back to the original quote, you should date your race. I actually don't all the way cancel this comment. You should date your race. Keyword should. Doesn't mean you have to. Doesn't mean that I look at you crazy if you don't. You can't tell or predict who you pair with. I'm not even gonna say who you fall in love with. Cut the fucking story fairy tale out. It's security, finance, and compatibility. Don't mean to sound so robotic and cold. If you wanna throw love in there, fine. You could. But the point I'm making is, be with who you want to be with. Shit, if we go and accept what I mentioned earlier, gay, straight, bi. These are all new acceptances. And the more we get, more the time ticking, the more of it. So it's there, like, yo, they got to live in the world with us. You can't do nothing about it. There's no need to have animosity and all that. They keep it over there, no doubt. So the same way we give the lane for that, we gotta give the lane for the race. But I don't judge you however you call that one. Some people really do stick to their own. I can't really be mad at that. I'm running through this, huh? That's why I can take little breathers. I still got enough to carry the rest though. If your homegirl likes a man, but he don't like her, he wants you. Is he off limits? Oh, that's gonna make me watch. You know what I'm gonna watch later? Uninvited Guests. What a C, I don't even know to call it. What they call the movies that's in the movie theater? A1, whatever. This is like fourth stream. Like quarterback. So this movie ain't making theaters. It's nothing crazy. But for my personal entertainment, Uninvited Guests. Check it out. It stars Mekhi Phife, Melinda Williams, and Double M, Miss Monroe. If you don't know who that is, watch How to Be a Player, Bill Bellamy. That gotta ring a bell. How to Be a Player with Bill Bellamy gotta ring a bell. And Mrs. Monroe. Marie Monroe. I got to hold my chest on that one. Because I was younger, you feel me? Like, that was like refreshing water back then. Feel me? Anyway, Uninvited Guests. Case in point, Melinda Williams. I'm exposed just that part of it. You can go see it still. Mekhi wanted Monroe, but Melinda wanted Mekhi. So Melinda sends Miss Monroe to try to hook that up. But he wasn't having it. He wanted Miss Monroe. Now Melinda Williams is bad too. Like, let's not get this fucked up. You really not losing. if you go there. But I get us, we'd be having a preference, pro-choice, especially if we're alpha males and we bring shit to the table. So I'm not mad at you being choosy.
Excuse me.
He really ain't losing though. But
Monroe is way better.
Anyway, she felt the way. And I'm going to leave it there because you know, if you watch the movie, you'll see why. So back to this. If your homegirl likes a man, but he don't like her, he wants you. Is he off limits? Now, if they ain't never have no exchange whatsoever, none besides a name, if that, why the fuck is he off limits? That sound like some emotional shit that she just going to try to cock block. Like, if I can't have him, you can't leave her. Again, if no exchange happened, nothing went down, he is not off limits. He is not off limits. And I'm being, how you call that? I'm being neutral because I know savages that'll tell you, who the fuck cares? Even if he did, he still could go out the homegirl too. I may be guilty of that, but I'm not gonna get into that story today. I'll tell that next time. Let me put a star next to that. We're gonna come back to that. I don't feel like telling that one today. He's not off limits if y'all did nothing though. And he clearly like is not attracted to her and has not misled her or led her on in any way. You can't say that. Like, who the fuck? You can't say that. I totally disagree. You tell me what you think. He don't like her. He don't want her. So he should he not fuck with, like, you know what I mean? Like, how asinine is that? Suppose a girl that want him know 1,000 chicks. So now all 1,000 chicks off limits. I know they singling it down to one. Maybe that's her bestie. But I don't think that the bestie should go at him to slight her if she don't really like him. But if he fully pursues her aggressively and she want to see what the vibes is, the girl not wrong for doing that to homegirl. I say the only thing I would say is she could choose to tell her or not. I would rather she tell her though, so now when she peep the vibrations, if she see any posts or see them out, she not blindsided by it or thrown off, caught off guard, you feel me? So just be transparent about that, but he is not off limits.
Breaks.
Poking the bear. You ever heard that term? That's when somebody keeps testing you, keep pushing you, keep trying you. We've all been there, right? It doesn't have an age range, I don't think. I mean, you hope it does. I mean, this is supposed to go down the older you get, as far as how often that happens, if it does happen. It's where you place yourself, it's what environment you in, it's what circle you around. It's factors that would even bring us here. So, poking the bear, how much can you take when you're someone with a lot to lose? Career, kids, before you poke back. Versus someone with nothing to lose. So, I'm all for positivity and us, like, avoiding jams if possible, especially my people. If we can avoid fuckery, unnecessary, remember that judicial system. If we can avoid that, that's what I put my foot forward first on. So, whether you got something to lose or not, I kind of want you to not just pop off rip. That's what I would like. I know there's situations that go totally against that. And it's not for me to be a judge of. I'm talking, and I might be talking more to my fellas. Like, especially if we fellas, like, you know, white collar, blue collar. certain age, past 35. You should be just letting shit, especially if you get into it, like my man Alpha Male Strategies. If you on your purpose, and you get in that bag, you ain't got time. And honestly, they could say, you know, like you said, with a lot to lose. Call me a punk. If I got $1 billion deals and this on the table and whole companies and my own app and properties, nigga, say what the fuck you want, how often as you want it. I'm not blowing that. In that same breath, this is how, this is what they call me. I be on both sides of the fence, cause I could also understand, like, yeah, I'ma ignore it, but for how long? Because what people don't wanna, now I mean, deal with is an ongoing thing. You know, God forbid you catch COVID, you had COVID, monkeypox, yo, I pray not. You know, that's not even a good comparison. I just shouted out the current shit's going on. I want to probably go lighter. That was a terrible example. Let's go lighter, cold, stuffy, sore throat, right? So a normal cold lasts what? Fuck the science behind the shit. If I have a cold more than 6 to 8 days, I'm poking back. I may need to go to the doctor. He may need to get me stronger than that over-the-counter shit. Same thing here. You make millions. But if this is a repetitive offense, how many times? You can't count. Nobody got the answer to that. How many times before you snap back? I just would rather you not do it the very first time. But doesn't it kind of contradict itself? Because if that's going to be a repeat offender, and you gonna pop anyway, maybe it makes sense to pop off rip. But we don't pop off rip, some of us, because we're in positive thinking that that was that moment. Because there are just moments sometimes, not personal. Especially if you don't know the person personally. Sometimes that be the reason you do pop right away, because you don't know the person. But I would think it's more justifiable if you do know the person and pop on the first time. So it's a lot, man. But as far as trying to break this down with people who got something to lose versus people with nothing to lose, you know the people with something to lose, you gotta tread light. You gonna have to like try to let it ride. Try to see if you could not let it get you. Men, let it go. It's easier said than done. At least on the first one, try to let it go. Ladies, who am I? Give me your comments. I can't tell y'all how to be. There's situation, and then I guess I'll give the guys the same pass, because we not going to do that one-sided look the other way for one and not the other. So fellas and females, I'm not here to judge. There's some shits that's you just on go, off the rip. And I feel like it's more fucked up, unfortunate, that, you know, you got people like, sort of like myself, where we not out here harassing, bullying, or doing none of that dumb shit. We just going about our life. So, like, if you choose one of us as your fucking experiment, it's sad, because I almost feel like you're way more than justified to pop first. And that's how people's life get altered, because niggas was just chilling, man. I ain't use the word nigga right now. I'm trying to tone it down with the bad language, but I be in the moment, so it is what it is. When I upload this, it say not for kids, honestly. So I don't know how strict they are with making sure, but I'm sorry. This is a platform where I'm being honest and it's my true feelings, so a curse word or two might have to fly. That's how everything goes left, man. You be chilling, minding your business, being on your purpose, and Niggas gotta try you, yo. And I feel, you know what? I was saying that. Like, why? It ain't gonna be convenient. Like, whoever try you don't got the same amount to lose as you. It's very rare. And I feel like that's a better situation if y'all both got something to lose or y'all both have nothing to lose. I feel like it should be equal. Fortunately, we can't handpick these situations. That's asinine. We can't predict that. But I'm just saying, if it was like that, we could go shoot the fair one real quick and don't say shit because we don't really want it out there because we both got something to lose. Now, the two motherfuckers with nothing to lose, they could fight all in the streets and end up on Instagram, whatever state troop, whatever trade room, shade room, world star, because you ain't got shit to lose. But when you cross and you put a nothing to lose with a nigga with something to lose, now he becomes the nothing to lose nigga. Because of that action, you feel me? So, I mean, I hope you could just get into your mental bag quickly. Some mentals take a sec to trigger once violation happens, you know, and that's men and women with emotions and acting off impulse, adrenaline. So, you know, that kind of knocks the brain out. The brain becomes the third wheel because your normal day-to-day, your brain's supposed to be first, right? Okay, I'm gonna eat this today. Okay, I gotta work this time today. I'm gonna be at the office till this time. I'm gonna take this route. You know, the brain is first in most cases in your normal day-to-day. But now some shit go left, that thinking became third. Emotional, sporadic, adrenaline, whatever you wanna call it. So, man, all I can say is it's sad because today's world, nobody got the answer, man. We don't really, you know what I mean? Because even if we got the answer, I'm saying that wrong. Y'all motherfuckers don't listen. So I want y'all to not pop the first time. You do pop the second or third time, because this person done spun the block, lay them out. Sorry. For us with really a lot to lose, that may not be the best advice. But what kills me with law enforcement, your employer, whoever else is like on the political scale to judge conduct and code of ethics and how certain essential workers especially supposed to be carrying on. We still human. Yeah, you can place yourself in scenarios where it's very rare, very unlikely you'll be in some shit like that. But what the fuck? You're not supposed to live life. So no. I go to the barbershop, right, to get my hair cut. I don't give a fuck. If you a cop, correct, whatever you is, you probably gotta go get your cut. I mean, it's dope if you do it yourself. You kinda saving bread. But I'm just saying, anybody that gotta do that, you could encounter some shit just doing that. This is what I'm saying. Like, if you minding your business, you walk into the barbershop, you driving there, whatever, you get out and somebody says some hot shit, you could ignore it. But is that your regular route? Because if I see this dude 3 days in a row, we fighting on that third day. And look, now my essential work is in question. And you probably try to take that from me because I had fucking, I'm a human and I felt threatened. I felt like, you can't even say the real shit like you felt underestimated or like you ain't that nigga, like you don't get busy. You can't even say it. You just gotta feel like you was threatened. You ain't feel safe. And they never could justify what that really means. So give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. So this try, not the first time. Again, I keep changing it up because I'm like, yeah, not the first time, but if you know you're gonna pop anyway, how bad is the first time really? But you know, I would rather both parties have equal to lose. Because that shit could get squashed right there. Because the whole reason I'm saying this is because you know it don't end there. You know what I mean? It gotta take something similar, like y'all both got something to lose. Fuck the both of y'all have nothing to lose, because that could never end as well. Just because they ain't got shit to lose, none of the time on their hands. But if you got something to lose, And you bump heads with another motherfucker that got something to lose. And for some reason, even though y'all not getting along in that moment, y'all realize that or know that because you may have some history on dude you about to square off with. Yo, tuck that pride away, man. Tuck it away. You don't need it. You don't need it. Just leave it. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. But if y'all both, I think I said something. I think I twisted up what I'm saying. Both got something to lose. Get it on, I meant to say. Find your little corner, scrap, keep it pushing. Don't catch no emotions. If you lost, you lost the fair one, and that's that. Go about your way. That's how it should be. When y'all both got nothing to lose, y'all niggas gonna be all over the street with it, whatever. When the difference, a lot to lose, nothing to lose, that shit could go ugly. The crazy shit is the one with something to lose might wind up killing boy with nothing to lose. I can't really comment on that one. That shit is too touchy, too sensitive. Cause everybody's different. Can't sit here and tell me what's my limit versus yours. And the parade, right? Any parade, whether you go to Labor Day, Caravana, the one in Miami, the one in North Carolina, you gotta wear kicks you don't care about. The people gonna step on your feet. You can eat that, right? Like, no matter how many people step on your foot, you go, you don't snap. It's kinda, you can use that same strategy. I know it goes deeper than sneakers. And my finale, the clothes. Weddings. Just attended one. Congrats to the bride and groom. Weddings can spread great vibes and can positively influence those with hopes of the same. So, you gotta really peep the wedding scene, whether you in it or just a guest. There's no middle ground, really. It's psychologically crazy. Because if it's a dope-ass wedding, and they really in love, appear to be, and it's all the way legit, shit was kind of organized the right way, they looking marvelous, the whole kiss the bride, dancing, you feel me? Like, there's no middle. There's going to be a crowd that envies that. Positively, I ain't going to say that they mean anything foul. I'm just saying, they ain't going to gyrate towards that. They want that heavy, right? Then, you got the folks who's in a situationship that anticipates that, but knowing the fuck shit going on in a situationship is looking slim. Because that's what a wedding does. Psychological shit. Y'all don't break it down as scientific as me, because you know, you go to a wedding, whether you in it or not, you go, boom, care about how you look, I get it. Boom, take mad pictures, I get it. You get a great meal, most likely. And I don't think they tell you that price, because it's covered by the wedding. I mean, the groom and the bride, right? So, what I'm saying is, all it does is bring you closer to your reality. So if you at a wedding and your relationship is dope and y'all had that talk, or maybe y'all only had it once, or maybe not, or it's been a minute, that don't really matter. Like, don't really feel away about that, especially ladies. If that vibe then and there tells you that you got some real shit that could possibly be this as well, only you know. Only you know. And then that's why I say there's no middle. Motherfuckers come there that's happy already. And if they're not married, that's incentive. And that's just like a positive electricity flowing, right? Now it could be the other set of people who want, who wish it went the right way so they could do that too. But reality hits like, yo, this may never be you. And that's okay. You shouldn't feel like you gotta do all of that for somebody to believe in your love. I'm sorry, financial support, companionship, security. But that's the term used these days. I think we're gonna be alright though. It wasn't a personal feeling. I love weddings, especially if it's my people. And that was my people. So it can do the both. You know what I'm saying? There's no medium. There's no medium here with weddings, but you know, ladies and gents. There's no medium. You either in a good headspace in a relationship that's healthy, and now you come to this wedding and it'll put the battery in your back, and everybody can still choose a different pace or how they go about it. So you go to a wedding, it's all blown out, you know, it's a big thing. It could just make you want to get married but not do no big thing. You know, you just go down to Justice of the Peace, get you your witness, keep it pushing. So, you know, me talking this isn't to get you to spend or similar amount as the persons who you went to. So yeah, you question them, yo, how much was all this? No, you just do you. But I kind of got a little off subject, but the point is no medium. Either you got something healthy and that's gonna motivate you to get to that, even if you don't do it as big, or it's gonna face reality in your fucking grill and know that you ain't got shit going on that's gonna land you there. Living a facade. You think shit phony as fuck, shit crazy, right? So that's the two different vibrations a wedding should get. It should be no medium. If you're really an observer like myself, you should walk around the spot and look at all the couples. See what that tells you. But a lot of people think the funk, so maybe you just wait till the legit time and just see it for yourself. I'm going left with it. But I'm just saying, people do be cat. Like, they don't really be happy, but they put on a fake smile. You know, and pretend. Or, you know, they post certain shit to make it like it's so dope. So then get it done, then. Get it done. And that's all I got to say about that. So until next time, stay up. I'll holla. Peace. Be safe. Voice of Reason, NF, subscribe to the channel.